they end on May 20th. The main attractions in the evening sky are Jupiter and Saturn. You can see them on opposite sides of the sky, Jupiter sinking in the west and Saturn over in the east, where it's rising earlier and getting higher every night. Saturn behaves this way because Earth has just passed it, or lapped it, in the race around the Sun. As the weeks go by, it comes out farther and farther west, just as Jupiter does. Earth lapped Jupiter in December, and it's just a matter of months before Saturn, too, sinks in the west. But Saturn is still quite bright, and west of it is the bright star Spica in Virgo. If you're out after sunset on the evening of the 11th, a Saturday, look to the west and you'll see a young crescent moon below Jupiter. That moon will keep moving eastward, as the moon does, and it will be getting close to the bright star Regulus in Leo when it reaches first quarter phase on the 17th. But the real story these days is a meeting of three planets in the last week of the month. This happens above the sunset, and it involves Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury. At this point, all we can see is Jupiter, but the other two planets are in motion below the western horizon, and they're on their way up. Here's what's going on. As Earth leaves Jupiter behind, it falls toward the western horizon. But Venus and Mercury are coming out from behind the sun, and when they do that, they climb into the western sky in the evening. Venus is ahead of Mercury, so it'll appear first. Now, with Venus coming up and Jupiter going down, those two planets are going to approach each other. But Mercury is also coming up, and because it's closer to the sun than Venus, it's faster. So Mercury will overtake Venus first and then Jupiter. In the last few days of May, they'll be in the midst of this rearrangement, and they'll appear all together in a rather compact group. So for now, the best we can do is watch Jupiter fall and try to spot Venus when it appears, say, the weekend of the 18th and 19th. If you're looking for a bit of a challenge, try finding the constellation Corvus, the Crow, in the south, just southwest of Spica after it gets good and dark out. Corvus is basically a four-sided constellation, and the northernmost two stars point up and eastward towards Spica. Corvus is home to the Antennae galaxies, which are two galaxies in the process of merging. Through a telescope, they form a really pretty heart-shaped pattern, and it isn't too hard to find an image of them online. That's all for now, and happy star watching.